Hachette Audio presents Chain Reaction, written by Tara Wyatt, read by Avalon Kingsbury. To the Thursday girls, Amanda, Robin, and Sarah, thank you for not forgetting I existed while I wrote this book. Chapter 1. Gilded cages were deceptive things. People tended to focus only on the gilded part, the glitz and the glamour, and gloss over the fact that even though the bars were made of gold, they were still bars. And now that she was out of that cage, Alexa Fairfax was certain that she never wanted back in. The opulent dining table sparkled in the dim light from the chandelier above, the Carpathian elm gleaming, the edges of the black and gold serving ware shining. All around her, conversations buzzed through the air, mingling with the jazz floating from an invisible speaker in the ceiling. Her father sat at the head of the long table in the Fairfax Mansion's dining room, smiling as he talked with the directors and producers flanking him, all hanging on his every word. And although he was laughing, there was a hardness in his eyes, a sharpness in the set of his jaw that had her on edge. She'd seen that look enough to know that he was scheming, plotting something with his cronies. Cronies felt like such an old-fashioned word, but it completely suited the men surrounding her father, with their expensive cigars and hungry grins. She just hoped that this particular scheme, whatever it was, didn't involve her. She couldn't do that again. She wouldn't. She fought the urge to nibble at a fingernail or play with her hair, knowing she'd catch hell from the well-preserved woman sitting across from her. "I'm so glad you were free for dinner, honey," said her mother, leaning forward slightly. "You know how your father likes so much for you to make appearances at these parties." Alexa took a deep breath and smoothed her hands over her black and white strapless silk dress, bracing herself. "He's still upset about you moving out, you know." She'd moved out of her parents' Malibu mansion 2 months ago now, and it was one of the best decisions she'd ever made. For the first time in her 25 years, she was out from under their thumb, feeling free, happy, and realizing that the life she'd led up to that point wasn't what she wanted for her future. She hadn't fully realized just how much she hated being in this house until she'd moved out. As soon as she'd walked in earlier that evening, a weight had settled over her. "It was time, Mom. Besides, aren't most parents desperate for their kids to leave?" As a response, her mother murmured something unintelligible that sounded a lot like ungrateful spoiled brat. Alexa refused to take the bait, although the words still stung. "I can't stay long. I have another party to go to."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?